Marine base at Quantico, Virginia, Ed Cabrivan and Charlie McCarthy, and your host, John Amici. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today we are privileged to be with the Marines at Quantico, Virginia. And privilege is the word. For here are members of as fine a band of fighting men as the world has ever seen. So may I say welcome for them and for Edgar Bergen, Ray Noble, Dale Evans, and Charlie McCarthy. I bet this is the moment you'll always remember. Just look at all those boys out there. Just look at all those Marines.
Yeah, sure are a lot of saltwater cowboys there. I'll bet you, Charlie, you've had a wonderful time here at Quantico, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Good.
The day would have been perfect, except for one little thing.
Yes. What's that?
Well, I won 38 cents at gin rummy.
Yes.
And I couldn't collect.
Couldn't collect. Well, it serves you right, young man. You come here as a guest, and you gamble.
That's right.
Yes. What would General Torrey think?
Well, it just so happens it's General Torrey that owes me a very easy thing.
Well, let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah.
You mean the general wouldn't pay off?
No. The moral of that is never play cards with officers.
Well, what excuse did he give you for not paying off?
Well, he accused me. Now, get this.
Yes.
He accused me of using marked cards.
Oh, marked cards.
Yeah, a shabby trick, a shabby.
Oh, why didn't you make him prove it?
Well, he did.
Oh, he did.
I wouldn't worry with you, Amici.
What is it, Donnie?
To me, the name Amici is synonymous with kindness, with generosity. Yeah. It is all right,
McCarthy. What's the matter? How much do you need?
Well, it isn't money this time, Amici.
Oh, no?
No.
Something new, huh?
Yes. There's a new angle on it. Remember the other day you were admiring Bergen's electric razor?
Yes, I remember it well.
Yeah, and you said you'd like to try one like Bergen's before you bought one?
Yeah, that's right.
You said that, didn't you?
That's right. I said it.
You really said it.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Amici, it's your friendship that made me do it.
That made you do what?
Well, you see, I took Bergen's electric razor, and I was bringing it over to your room so you could try it out, see?
Well, now, that was awfully nice of you, Charlie.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But in the lobby, I saw an Angora cat, see?
Charlie, you didn't.
I sure did, yeah. I gave it a once-over lightly. The cat did a cat nipper, and the razor busted itself on the floor.
Oh, I see. And what did you do with the razor?
I left it on your dresser.
On my dresser?
Yes, Mr. Amici. And if Bergen asks you how he got this, just say, you don't know, that's all. Just say,
Charlie, wait a minute. Why should I get mixed up in this?
Didn't I try to do you a favor?
Well, yes.
Didn't I?
Yes.
Bergen will respect you. You see, you have character, beauty, brain.
Yeah, well,
and Bergen's razor, too.
Well, look, Charlie, I don't think I could lie to Edgar. Why don't you tell him the truth?
Mr. Amici, can you stand by and see me beaten within an inch of my life with a cat of 8 tails?
Just 9 tails.
Well, that's 3 tails.
A minor detail.
Mr. Amici, big strong men like you were put on earth to protect us weaker ones.
Oh, so that's the way it is.
Yes, yes. It's the law of nature. Yeah. The strong and the weak, beauty and the beast.
Rack and ruin.
Muck and mire.
Now, wait a minute.
They're in crew, supply and demand, Chase and Sambor.
All right, okay.
Please, Mr. Amici, be my lighthouse in this fog of misunderstanding.
Now, Charlie, stop it. You're breaking my heart. I know I shouldn't do it, but
All right, I'll tell Edgar I don't know how the razor got to my room.
Oh, my friend. I'm proud to call you my friend, isn't he?
Thank you, sir.
Charlie. Hello, Bergen.
Hello.
Oh, it's nice to hear you speaking of Don in such flattering terms. I hope this fine relationship can last. Mr. Meachie is a wonderful man, Mr. Bergen.
The secret of this particular friendship is being forgiving and understanding. With younger people, we must be tolerant,
yes,
you know?
That's right, yes. We have to be lenient with children.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Well, there's a question I'd like to ask you, Don.
Yeah, what is it, Edgar?
You were admiring my electric razor the other day, weren't you?
Your razor?
Yes.
Razor. Razor?
Yeah, you cut hair, you know.
Oh,
you used to cut it, yes.
Yeah.
Well, when I dropped in your room this afternoon, I must admit I was a little more surprised than pleased to see it on your dresser.
Oh, your electric razor.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes.
You well, didn't ask to borrow it, did you, Don?
No. As a matter of fact, I didn't, Edgar, no.
But nevertheless, my razor is on your dresser, isn't it, Don?
I just don't know what to say.
Well, just say nothing and keep repeating it, all right? Charlie, do you know anything about this Mr. Bergen?
Didn't you tell me once never to touch your razor?
I did. There you are.
That's a fine boy.
Thank you. Fine boy. Mr. Meachie, I don't like to use the word stealing. We've been friends too long for that.
Now, just a minute. Just a minute, please.
Yes.
If you're going to take that attitude, I think you should question Charlie first.
I hope you wouldn't have to resort to anything like that, Don.
Resort to anything like what?
Hiding behind the skirts of a child.
What is this? I came in with pants on.
Tommy, you know I'm innocent.
Oh, so now you're innocent.
Grasping at straws, isn't he? Maybe he's a kleptomaniac. He can't help himself.
Well, he helped himself to my razor. How do you get that?
Edgar, listen. If I wanted an electric razor, I wouldn't borrow one from you.
No, you'd steal it.
Yes.
Maybe you have a habit of picking up things that don't belong to you, Mr. Meachie.
No.
Come to think of it, some of my friends are missing lately.
All right. Now, Mr. McCarthy, darling, I think we've got him on the run.
Yes. Takes the deep to catch the deep.
Yes. You said it.
Let's scratch that from the record.
Yes, all right.
Now, listen, I think this has gone far enough, McCarthy. Now I'm going to tell the truth.
Oh, so now you're going to resort to the truth.
Charlie, listen, don't you think it's time for you to be a man and speak up?
Very well, I will. Mr. Bergen?
Yes, Charlie.
I'm willing to forget the whole incident.
Oh, I see. All right.
Well, I'm not.
Huh?
Edgar, listen. Charlie took your razor. And not only that.
How dare you blame it on an innocent boy? Why, at last we know the real Don Amici, the famous actor and singer.
Singer. I wouldn't even let you sing a telegram to me.
Why, you pimple on the temple of industry, you.
Sprinter on the ladder of success.
Why, you.
He hit me after the bell. He did.
On May 9th, 1937, a young man, Don Amici by name, stepped up for the first time under these auspices and said, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen."
Such talent.
2 years later to the day, the same young man, now somewhat more matured, said, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen."
He just invented the telephone, you understand.
And this evening, Don Amici steps up and says, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen."
The man is uncanny.
Same evening, October 18th, 1942, a young woman, yes, a very charming young woman, Bayless by name, stepped up and sings Ray Noble's arrangement of "Wonder When My Babies Come Along."
Haven't seen a sunny day ever since he went away. Wonder when be crying. I'm not brave enough. home will be a lonely place. Till I kiss that funny face, I wonder when my baby's coming home. Has it only been a month now since we kissed and he went on his way? Yes, I just have to get along somehow. But say, oh, my home will be a lonely place. Till I kiss that funny face, I wonder when my baby's coming
back. Dale, we're going back to Washington, aren't we,
Charlie? Yes, I know, Charlie. Wouldn't it be fun?
What do you say we do to town?
Ooh, that'll be exciting, Charlie.
Yeah.
Where are you going to take me?
Well, we'll stroll along the Potomac, see?
Uh-huh.
But we won't go near those Japanese cherry trees, though.
Well, why not, Charlie?
Well, yesterday, one of them tried to stab me in the back.
Tell me, Charlie, what's the most interesting thing you've seen in Washington?
Well, the most interesting? Let me see. Well, in our hotel, there's a blonde across the hall.
Charlie, there are more important things than blondes to see in Washington.
Yeah?
Well, yes, there's the Capitol, the White House, and the Washington Monument.
Yeah?
Yes. By the way, what room has he got?
Oh, God. Listen to Bergen. You better go easy on those vitamin tablets. All right.
Young man, if you're going to tour Washington, you're going to do it with me.
Yeah?
Yes. Now, what would you like to have me take you to see tomorrow?
Well, I'd like to go back to that alfalfa factory.
Alfalfa?
Yeah.
The what?
The lettuce laboratory.
Lettuce? What are you talking about? Oh, you mean the Bureau of Printing and Engraving.
Yeah.
Where they make the money.
That's the place I like.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful joint.
Yeah.
That's the Checo Shack.
The Checo Shack, yeah.
Now, Waffle works,
yeah. You've already been there, haven't you?
I sure have. I sit here for hours and hours and just drooled. Yeah, the presses just kept rolling it out.
They rolled it out.
Yeah, the day I was there, it was Dollar Day.
Dollar Day?
I got buck fever.
All right, Charlie. By the way, do you know the population of Washington?
Well, offhand, I'd say several thousand too many.
Too many, yeah. Well, you're right in the way, Charlie. Washington is pretty crowded. But they still have need for many more people to fill the job that has to be done.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, I'll see what I can do the first thing in the morning.
Well, there's a great need for girls to do stenographic and clerical work.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Well, say, Amici.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
What, Charlie?
There's a shortage of girls.
Well, I don't know. They look tall enough to me.
Yeah.
What Charlie's trying to tell you, Don, is there's a shortage of girl stenographers to do government work.
Oh, I see. Well, say, Charlie, you know, we ought to do something about that.
Yeah, I've got it.
What?
We open an employment agency.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. We'll tell them all about how they can help out their Uncle Samuel, huh?
Yeah, that's right. When they come to the office, you turn on the old personality smile, huh?
Yeah, you mean that real solid personality stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that Alexander Graham Bull, yeah.
Okay, Charlie, that's what we're going to do. Ah, I can see the name on the door now.
Yeah? How does it read? I suppose my name is pretty small, isn't it?
It says, Amici McCarthy, we hire them, you fire an employment agency. Unincorporated, unlimited, and unethical.
Inc.
Yes.
Don't forget the ink. We've got to write letters, you know. Yeah. One more hour and we go to lunch.
Yeah.
business is sure slow, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is slow, yeah. Mr. Meech, in case the stenographer should come in, do you remember the questions we're supposed to ask?
Yeah, I think I remember most of them.
Think you remember most?
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. You're really sharp, aren't you? That's a nice, nifty way to do things.
What are you talking about?
Yes, well, I better rehearse you once more, please.
Okay.
And I'll be a stenographer.
Huh?
And then you interview me for a job, see?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, now I'm a girl, see?
Yeah.
And incidentally, I'm very pretty.
Yes.
I've always been considered good looking.
You're a girl, and believe me, you are a stunning creature.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, oh, you beautiful thing.
Oh, please, please.
No, don't.
I'm coming into the office.
Yeah?
You don't know, Maisie.
No, I don't know you, but you're a beautiful girl.
Oh, you said it, yes.
Yes.
How do you do?
How do you do, miss?
I'm frankly in need of a position. I'm suffering from starvation.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to know you. I'm Amici from Kenosha.
No, you don't understand.
I know.
No, I'm Bessie. I'm Bessie Tickle-Bessel.
Oh, you're Tessel Thole.
Yes.
How do you spell it?
Well, you just spell Tissel and then hang a Tessel on it.
Grand family, know them well. Wonderful people.
Good people, everyone.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking for a job.
Yeah, well, tell me, miss, have you had any experience?
Well, I had a funny one last night.
No, I don't mean that. What was your last position?
Directly behind the eight
ball. Well, I'm afraid you haven't the qualifications, sister.
But listen, brother, I want a job. I appeal to you.
That's what you think.
Oh. Here's a meet your customer. How do you do? How do you do?
Yeah.
Is this the dentist's office?
No. This is a Michi McCarthy Unemployment Agency.
Well, can you direct me to Dr. Choo Choo?
Dr. Choo Choo?
Yes.
If you wanted to check meals at your tooth?
Well, he is not, and I'm in no mood for foolishness. And I have a tooth that's just driving me to express.
Well, I'll tell you, my fine friend. I'll tell you exactly where there's an entrance. You go down the hall until you come to a sign reading no admittance.
Yes?
You go on in, keep right on going until you come to a sign that says keep out.
Yes, I know.
Then follow that and go on until you come to a sign that says silence.
Oh, I know.
And yell for a dentist.
Yes. You just can't help but miss it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, no, pardon me. How do you do, gentlemen? How do you do?
Yes, sir. Come right in, sir. What should we do for you?
Well, I wondered if I could interest you, gentlemen, in an exclusive line of Prevac.
Oh, I never eat them. They get my brain to work.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I sell neckties. Here's one that may interest you. It's rather gay, I think.
Gay? It's hysterical.
Don't worry. This one, you get a pair of dark glasses.
Oh.
Now, why don't you slip into this one for size?
No, I don't like that one. Have you got a brown tie to match my eyes?
Have you got a bow tie to match his legs?
Well, gentlemen, this is an interesting color. It's for turtle suit tan. Or perhaps you prefer this shade. I call it graded spot gray.
Will it not?
Will it not what, over?
Oh.
What's this red one with a purple dot?
Oh, that, yes, that. I call that the strip polka dot.
Strip polka dot?
Yes, when you wear it, everyone yells, take it off, take it off.
How do you do, gentlemen?
Well, at last, the stenographer. By the way, lady, are you looking for employment?
Yes, I am. And I have my form all filled out.
You certainly have.
I'll take care of this. Yes. Oh, no, you don't, Amici. I saw her first. Yes, dear Amici, would you cut out an old friend, you would you? Sure would, stranger. Tell me, miss, can you take a letter? Well, yes, if I don't have to take it too far. Can you dress an envelope? Well, I don't know, I never spoke to one. Sounds all right to me.
Young lady, as a stenographer, what system do you use?
Oh, I just steer the boss along.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, miss. Just leave your name and address in the wastebasket, please.
Yes. Goodbye, fascinating.
Goodbye, irritating.
Well,
here I am again.
Here I am again.
I want to thank you for directing me to the dentist.
Perfectly all right.
Yes, and I just want to tell you that my little tooth doesn't hurt anymore at all.
Oh, it doesn't. Was him a brave man?
Oh, yeah.
Did him have his little tooth removed?
Yes, I did. And all my teeth removed.
Oh, then you found the dentist.
No, I did not. I fell down the elevator shaft.
Mr. Amici.
Hello, Mortimer.
Oh,
tell me, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm looking for a job, you know. I want to be one of them there executives.
Oh,
want to be an executive, huh?
Yeah, I want to be the executive, Bill.
Yeah.
I want a pretty secretary.
Yeah, but you have to know something to be an executive.
Yeah, I have to know something.
Well, certainly you do.
Well, I know I want a pretty secretary.
Mortimer, tell me, how old are you?
Oh, I'm a boy about my age, I guess.
Listen, are you sure you want a job?
Yeah, I was thinking about it, yeah. I had a long talk with myself the other day.
Oh, you had a long talk with yourself.
Yeah.
What did you decide?
Oh, I don't know. I got so bored, I fell asleep.
Yeah.